Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show. Kelly Schultz, along with head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and the BSU Beaver women's hockey team taking on a team that's got the same exact record in WCHA play, but the Beavers riding a two-game win streak coming into this weekend. Coach, first of all, talk about how well your team is playing as of late.
Well, I mentioned after the game Monday, Kelly, I just like the way we're playing. I like the way we're competing. I like the way we push the pace whenever we get an opportunity. I like the way we're possessing the puck in the offensive zone and through that just creating a lot of chances, getting a lot of pucks to the net. So obviously a new challenge tonight. We're playing in an Olympic sized rink, which is for us it's something different. Obviously for St. Cloud, this is where they play all the time. So but I think we have a team that can adjust to it. We certainly don't want to change how we play. We just try to capitalize on chances when we can with our speed. And bottom line is we want to keep doing those things that we've been doing to make us successful.
What are some of the adjustments you make on defense with that much space?
Well, the big thing is the defensemen have to realize they do have 15 more feet to cover in terms of the width of the rink, and that's where you can sometimes run into problems if you get too far outside the dots, now you're leaving the middle wide open, and conversely if you're too close together in a good pass, you could get beat on the outside. But we would certainly rather give up things on the outside rather than giving up the middle. So for our defensemen, it's really, really important that they keep in contact with each other and make sure they've got a good stagger, and that way they can eliminate any breaks.
What are some things about St. Cloud that you watched in film that your team kind of has to keep an eye out for?
Well, I was impressed with their forward group. I thought just watch the Friday game against Duluth. They certainly created some good chances, and I thought all the lines that they were running were good lines. They all had a number of players that could get up and down the ice, made some plays. Certainly, we know that we're very familiar with Tilkey. She's got great hands. Someone that you really have to pay attention to. You can't play the puck on her because she'll dingle dangle around you. Their freshman does not look like she's in the lineup tonight. The German national team player. She was one that I thought looked very, very impressive, but she's not in the lineup tonight. And Friesen's a good player from Winnipeg. We saw her last year. They're, again, just a very well-rounded team, very well-coached, and same situation we're in. Everybody wants to start making a move upwards.
Your team is fairly young, got quite a few freshmen. St. Cloud State is probably one of the youngest teams in the country. What does that kind of situation bring to tonight's game?
It doesn't really play a factor at this point. This is our 12th game. Same with them. It's just all about going out and playing your game.
Talk about your starting lines, because I know you do have an extra player you'll be warming up. What is kind of the plan of action there?
We're not doing any the same lines that we had against Duluth on Monday will be the same lines you'll see tonight. And if there's a change, you'll notice what it is. And otherwise. I feel real good about those four lines, the way they're playing. Same with the six defensemen, and Dietz is in goal, so we're ready to go.
Of course, Erin Dieters, her family and her from Sartell, close to this area, and her family hosted a fun dinner for this team. What's it like having Beaver family come together like this?
Oh, it's great. Thanks to Jeff and Ann Dieters. They hosted us. This is for me my fourth year, and I know they've done it ever since. Aaron's been with the team, so that's 5 years, and they also did it for their son. He played for Concordia up in Moorhead, and they'd do the same thing for his team. So that's just really, really nice. I mean, obviously, any chance you get a home-cooked meal, you go to somebody's house like that. And again, in my time with the Beavers here, the Andersons in St. Paul hosted us. The Thibodeaux hosted us last year. There's been different families. Carly Essie's family would always host us going to Duluth. So it's just, I know the players all like it. It's just an opportunity they can stretch out and relax just like they're at their own home. And that's the way these families, like the Dieters, they open up their house like it's everybody's home. And you could tell all the players are very comfortable there. So we really appreciate it.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here tonight?
The message, we got to out-compete them. We got to outwork them, out-compete them, and play our game. And we do that, then we're going to certainly have an opportunity.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.